In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So as I thought about this morning's gospel reading, I began to think a little bit of my childhood. I think I've mentioned it to you before that when I was a child, I was a little bit of a worrier. All sorts of things would kind of get me concerned. And my mother was the one that would always pull me aside, and she would always try and reassure me. And she would always start out with these words. She would always start out by saying, agapimo, my love, she would say. And then she would continue in Greek, and she would say, mi stenachoriese, ola tha pane kala. She would say, don't worry, everything is going to be just fine. Now, as a child, of course, I trusted my mother, so I would usually feel much better after she said that to me and probably gave me a little bit of food. Now, as I got older, though, my worries of a child turned into the worries of a teenager. And the worries of a teenager turns into those of the worries of a young adult. And now I have the worries of a parent. Now, of course, those worries are still there, but thank God, so is my mom, who continues to reassure me that everything is going to be just fine. But there's another place that I have found reassurance. There is another person in my life that helps, and that is, of course, our Lord and Savior. Today, Jesus, like my mother, is telling the disciples and all of us not to worry. He is telling all of us, don't be anxious. But this continues to be one of those sayings that is a little bit easier said than done. Gas prices are almost at $5, but don't worry. Food prices keep going up, but don't worry. The question is, how is it that we can get through life without worrying? Well, I'm not sure that we can, but we can worry. We can be concerned about things, knowing and believing that everything will be okay. It will be okay because of what or who it is that we all choose to focus on. Today, on this third Sunday after Pentecost, our Lord and Savior calls all of us not to worry. He calls us to be very careful as to what it is we choose to focus on. He calls us to be careful as to what it is that we choose to look at. Today, let us consider how we can all do what we are called to do, which is cast our anxiety upon Him. So this morning's gospel reading comes to us, the gospel according to St. Matthew. We said earlier, just a moment ago, that Jesus calls upon us today not to worry. But before He says that, our Lord said something else to us. He tells us to be careful about what it is we focus on. He does this because what we focus on defines the kind of attitude we are going to have. He says the following. He says, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is not sound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Some have said the eye can be understood as the attitude or what it is that we focus on. It is about considering the idea that what we choose to see in the circumstances that are around us will define how we see the world. It will define it as light or as darkness. The question is, do we see the blessings in our lives? Do we see where God is actually working in our lives? Or do we instead tend to focus on the troubles? And there were certainly a lot that we could focus on. Do we choose to focus on the things we wish we had instead of realizing all the many blessings that we already do have? And Jesus understood all of this. Because right after that, He says the following. He says, listen, God knows everything that you need. He knows the things that you need, and He will give you the ability to acquire these things. And then He says, look at the fields, look at the flowers, look at the birds. They are giving everything, and they're not anxious about it. And then He asks, are you not of more value than they? Then at the end of our readings, He tells them what they need to do, and He tells them what it is exactly that they need to stay focused on. He says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be yours. Seeking the kingdom means that we first realize that it's already arrived. Seeking the kingdom means that we realize that it is here. We just need to open our eyes. Open our eyes and see God within each other. Open our eyes and see his kingdom and the love that is shown around us. Open our eyes and see where it is that he is actually working in your lives. Now, there are times where I get reminded of God's goodness and his presence, and it's reminded in one of the most unlikely places. The reminder comes from Google. Now, Google, because Google has every single one of my pictures that I've ever taken over the last few years. And every once in a while, Google, I think Facebook does something similar, but Google all of a sudden will like come on my phone and say, here's a reminder of what happened 5 years ago, or here's a reminder of what happened 10 years ago, or here's a reminder of your summer trip with your children. And they'll even like give them titles like Summer Fun or Summer with the Family. And what do these pictures do? Well, they remind me of the blessings that have happened in my life. Sometimes I've even forgotten about some of these events. And they are blessings that have left my mind, but they need to be there. I need to be reminded of these things, especially when I'm feeling a little bit worried or concerned about something. I need to be reminded of God's presence and God's kingdom, that it is already present in my life if I only remember to open my eyes and focus. Today I'm going to offer a challenge to all of you who are here, those of you who are at home, and those of you that will hear this sermon a little bit later. I challenge you throughout this week to do one important thing. I challenge you to take notice of the things that are happening around you that are good. I challenge you to take notice of the blessings. Take note of how God is working in your life. It may be through your children. It may be through your grandchildren. It might be through a friend or even a coworker. Take note of it. Write it down. If you can, take a picture of it. Allow that act to be a reminder to you of God's presence, to be a reminder to you not to worry. You may even want to take note of things that are happening around you that remind you of God's love. You may see a random act of kindness that someone else is doing. Write that down as well. This week, let us be careful how we see and what we choose to focus on. Let us seek God's kingdom by seeing it in our lives and in the lives of those around us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.